Welcome back to the Pitch Pod, everyone. I'm your host, Jeff. Join alongside me this evening is Joe Janner. Joe, how are you doing?
Jeff, I'm doing well. Good to hear from you. Always excited to be on this upcoming episode of the Pitch Pod.
Yeah, I mean, this is an exciting time of year, I think. And there's so much stuff happening in the next couple of weeks, but we've chosen to focus on the FA Cup final, which, Joe, as you know, it's going to be Man City versus Manchester United. So we have ourselves a Manchester derby, don't we?
And it is also a rematch from last year's competition. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody had projected these two end up in this spot, but yeah, it's a legitimate competition that is featuring two sides from Manchester, and we're all looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be a great match. And, you know, I'm sure Pep would, you know, missing out on another Champions League title, I'm sure he's looking to get another cup if he can. And on the other side, you have Ten Hag, who's been criticized quite heavily throughout the season due to a poor finish for Man U. Eighth in the Premier League. Could be worse, but at the same time, I believe that's the lowest finish or close to the lowest finish that Man U's ever had in the Premier League, Joe.
You have to look back and see, yes. I mean, the fact that they're eighth for a side that is, I mean, a step back from even last year, I think is the question to be looking at. Is it, again, with the same manager in place, is it a step back? Is it, how does Ten Hag keep his job, right? Is it a win for this? Is this all in? Do they already have somebody in the wings? I mean, what's the story there?
Yeah, so I've been reading a little bit about that this evening, and there's been some interesting articles that have come out, and apparently there's discussions happening, and nothing's solidified, but they're waiting to make any final decisions until after this summer, of course. Ten Hag still has 1 year on his contract. However, it's looking like they're at least considering eliminating him early and bringing on someone else. The question is, who would they bring on, Joe? And there's been some talk about various candidates. I think the list is down to four at this point, which could change, but that's what they're saying at this point. And Thomas Tuchel is one of them, as well as Kieran McKenna, the manager of Ipswich Town. He's definitely a hot and sought after candidate from various clubs at the EPL. After a second finish in the Championship League with Ipswich Town FC. So there's some good candidates. Again, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here, Joe, but it definitely looks like there's pressure on Ten Hag to win this FA Cup final. And if he doesn't, I have to imagine that's just going to make his chances of returning even more difficult.
Right. And the question, though, I mean, the flip side of it is winning it enough, though, right? I mean, I don't know how many people are asking that question. I mean, is that really enough? Is that the standard? I think that we know the answer. And anybody that's a supporter or anybody that's been following their descent, right, over since Alex Ferguson's departure, are they going to set the standard to, oh, it's okay if they, whoever, finishing eighth and winning the FA Cup is good enough? I don't think so. So maybe it's not enough for him to keep his job. Maybe it's a question of, yes, besides the two names that you listed, what about, is it a job that people are just lining up to take? I mean, considering what the challenges are and where they are and what they're doing. So I don't know. I think it adds some intrigue to this contest for sure. But I don't know how much, and we'll find out, I'm sure, what it means for Ten Hag's tenure, whether he wins or loses this one.
Yeah, and Joe, another question I have before we look at the FA Cup final specifically and the matchup there and make our predictions, I kind of want to ask you and get your thoughts. How does Man U have such a descent in such a short amount of time? I mean, I'm looking at the roster. Antony, Rasmus, Garnacho, Rashford, you know, they got the talent there. They have the resources. They have the money. Like, what is it? Is it a culture thing in the locker room? Is it not buying into Ten Hag's system? Is it his system that's the problem? I mean, do we know? Do you have any guesses as to what's happening at Man U?
Well, in substance, what you said there, I mean, you listed names that are on paper, seemingly a side that you would hope and expect to get more out of. But the reality is, there's a far cry from what you have and what you envision what's on paper to what you need to do to perform to get the results to be at a place where you can say that you've done everything you could possibly do to get wins when you need to get wins and perform at the highest level. So, and let's look at the players. Let's look at the players. Let's look at the management. Let's look at seemingly them not working well together. So who's got to go? I mean, players are on a contract. They have some time. Is it worth it? But the reality is they're looking at it probably saying it's management and how can they move on? How can they get better? And what do they need to do? That's probably the solution. But should be better, but that's easy to say. Should be, could be, would be if, but we'll see what they need to do. We'll see if they can think that it's an opportunity for them to compete and show what they can are possible, you know, capable of. But yeah, I don't know. I don't see them get it done.
Yeah, to be honest, I thought we'd see a little bit more out of Rashford this season. You know, he's been playing decent, but I really had high expectations for him this year. And you're just not seeing the numbers, goals, assists that you would like to from your 10 there. So you make a good point. On paper, sure, it's, you know, it's a no-brainer. But once you get out there and different personalities and motivations collide with one another, it's not as simple as that. So that's a great point. But looking at this specific game, Joe, Man City, winners of the Premier League, Pep, Haaland, KDB, you know, Phil Foden had a great season. You know, talk about another star-studded team, and it seems like they're just unstoppable. And it's kind of hard to go against them in this matchup because the previous two matches between these two ended up being a blowout victory for Man City. So, you know, that's where I think most people are leaning when it makes sense, of course. Or is Man City, am I looking at this the wrong way? Or is Man U, do they have a fighting chance in this? Because maybe they have more skin in the game and they need this, right?
You think that might motivate the players and it might help with what they're looking at to do, but almost in the same sense, exactly what I'm saying about, do they really care, or are they really in a place, in a position to do what they need to do to come out and compete and beat that Manchester City side that you talked about with all their players and the success that they have, right? So, yes, they could and they should, but again, I don't see them making it. I don't see them happening. I don't see it happening. I think it's fair to say that Manchester City is the far favorite in this one, and I'll just go ahead and get out. I'll just go ahead and say I think this is Manchester City winning this 2-0.
Okay. Yeah, so that I could easily see that happening, and I do agree. Man City's the favorites, and I think that this is going to be Ten Hag's kind of last hurrah, if you will. I think that him losing this is just going to solidify that decision. I think this is his last season at Manchester United. So I agree. I think Man City is going to take it. I think Ten Hag's going to be leaving shortly after. And I have the score line sitting at Man City winning this 3-1.
Okay, so similar goal differential. I don't see why they don't couldn't score a three in a sense. I, you know, give Manchester United an opportunity to score the one, and clearly not enough to get by and win this. So looks like here on the pitch pod, we both believe Manchester City will win this FA Cup final.
Well, thank you everyone for tuning in, and we hope you get to enjoy the FA Cup final. I know Joe and myself will. So till next time, please do us a favor, hit that like and that subscribe. Don't forget, We're available on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify.
In a game, the round ball, round posts, anything can happen.